You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio.
The best.
Jam 16. You know, you remind me of someone I used to know.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, a grotesque and creepy pedophile who lived down the street. He had a weird lazy eye and a festering head wound that never seemed to heal. And he stank terribly. Actually, you remind me of him a lot.
Did you see the wedding pics?
Oh my god. Didn't she have just the most stunningly photoshopped skin?
Took 10 years off.
If not more. And how about those eye and tooth filters?
Oh, to die for. And isn't it amazing how the photos relayed an entirely skewed version of events?
As if it was, like, a totally different occasion altogether.
No crying tantrums.
No drunk drama or gross molesty uncles.
No fist fights and not even one of the three stabbings.
Wonderful wedding.
Perfect on paper.
And social media.
Aye, for all appearances,
a flawless, joyous occasion.
Oi, what's your dog called?
Croquembouche.
What an absurd name.
Well, what's yours called then?
Creme Patisserie.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
You know, when I was back at the beach house, I realized that my happiest days by far were the ones I spent with Pappy collecting fresh mussels from the rocks at low tide and cooking them right there on the beach on a wood fire. Those were my happiest hours.
Oh yeah? My happiest hours by far were the ones at the local bar between 4 and 7 p.m. when booze was 30% off and select beers were sometimes even 2-for-1.
Thank you, Jane.
We are here at the pool of the George Hotel, where it appears the hit-and-run pooper has struck again. At this stage, it is unclear if the offender is a hotel guest, as once more, the foul defecator has managed to evade authorities. This is the 10th such incident in the last 3 months, again involving a single lump of excrement, though it should be noted, of considerable length and girth. The pool has been evacuated, as the turd is removed and the area sanitized, but I have here beside me hotel guest Mr. Primoz Calhoun, who actually discovered the unwelcome fecal deposit. Let's hear from him now.
Oh, it was awful. I was entering the shallow area to swim my 20 laps of backstroke, carefully as a baby bird, when my toe brushed against something. When I realized it was an enormous poopy, I was shocked, I tell you. Shocked!
Cack-a-doo-doo, cack-a-doo-doo. Cack-a-doo-doo, cack-a-shit. Cack-a-doo-doo, cack-a-doo-doo. Cack-a-doo-doo, cack-a-shit.
Yeah! It's the hit-and-run pooper.
Check it.
Dropping stools in the pool.
Yeah!
It's the hit-and-run pooper!
Check it!
Dropping stools in the pool!
Pooper, pooper. Stools, stools. Pooper, pooper. Pool, pool.
You're a sneaky bastard, leaving shits for all to see in public pools frequented by families. Yeah, you empty your bowels where others try to bathe. Create a situation which is positively grave.
Pooper, pooper. Pool, pool.
We don't know who you are, but we sure know what you do. You're the hit and run pooper and you're are uncool. Call it caca, doo doo, dookie crud or chocolate log. But that brown thing in the water is certainly no frog.
Caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca shit, shit. Caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca doo doo, caca.
It's a massive stool, a giant
enormous scat. It's at least a foot long and preposterously fat. So whoever you are and whatever you're trying to prove, we beg of you, stop shitting in our pools. Stop shitting in our pools. Yeah. Check it, check it. Stop shitting in our pools. Stop shitting in our pools.
Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.